Hey there, money-minded mavericks. Welcome back to Retire Early Mindset, your daily dose of inspiration to break free from the 9-to-5 grind and build the life you truly deserve. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here to help you navigate the wild world of personal finance with a healthy dose of humor, real talk, and some seriously actionable strategies. Now, let's get down to brass tacks. We all know that chasing financial independence is no walk in the park. There are sacrifices to be made, tough decisions to grapple with, and yeah, sometimes it can feel like you're running a marathon uphill in stilettos. But here's the kicker. One of the biggest hurdles we face isn't just about budgeting or investing. It's about managing the stress and anxiety that often comes with this journey. Ever felt like your brain is on overdrive, constantly calculating, analyzing, worrying? You know that feeling when you're trying to nail down a budget but all you can think about are those pesky bills piling up? Well, I'm here to tell you, you're not alone. But guess what? We can learn to navigate these feelings and even turn them into fuel for our fire. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you create a plan for managing stress and anxiety on your path to financial freedom. Number 1. Acknowledge it, don't ignore it. Listen up. Pretending everything is sunshine and roses isn't going to magically make those worries disappear. First, you gotta acknowledge that feeling. The knot in your stomach, the racing thoughts, the constant what-ifs. It's okay to feel stressed. It's human. Ignoring it just lets it fester and grow like a moldy loaf of bread in the back of your fridge. Next up, remember that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. We're not talking about indulging in a daily latte or a weekend shopping spree, although those can be nice perks. I'm talking about prioritizing activities that genuinely nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's carving out time for meditation, hitting the gym for a good sweat session, catching up with loved ones, or simply taking a quiet walk in nature, make sure you're regularly replenishing those energy reserves. Thirdly, break it down. We're not trying to conquer Mount Everest in a single day. When it comes to managing your finances, focus on smaller, manageable steps instead of getting overwhelmed by the big picture. Set realistic goals, create actionable plans, and celebrate each milestone along the way. Remember that progress is better than perfection. Number 4, seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Lean on your network of friends, family, or even a financial advisor for guidance, encouragement, and accountability. Sharing your journey with others can not only lighten the load but also provide valuable perspectives and insights you might not have considered before. Finally, remember that it's okay to take breaks. Even the most disciplined investor needs a breather every now and then. Schedule regular downtime to relax, recharge, and reconnect with what truly matters. Don't be afraid to step away from the spreadsheets and screens for a while. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're sitting down at your computer, ready to tackle those financial spreadsheets. But instead of feeling that familiar wave of stress, you take a deep breath, grab a cup of tea, and put on some calming music. You remember the importance of self-care, break down your tasks into manageable chunks, and reach out to a friend for support. You're present, focused, and energized, ready to conquer your financial goals with clarity and confidence. So there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to manage stress and anxiety on your journey to financial independence. Remember, building wealth is about more than just numbers, it's about creating a life that feels fulfilling and sustainable. By prioritizing your well-being, celebrating small victories, and staying connected with your support system, you can navigate the challenges with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of positivity. And remember, folks, this journey isn't about reaching some mythical finish line. It's about enjoying the ride along the way. So keep those spirits high, those goals ambitious, and those stress levels in check. Until next time, keep hustling, keep dreaming, and keep crushing it. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. It helps others find their way here too. And if you have any questions, thoughts, or experiences you want to share, hit me up on social media. Let's continue this conversation together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.